I do not partake in social media.
Oh, okay.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's not real.
Guys, confession time. This is something that I have been guilty of myself. Men overrate the hell out of women's looks. And I include the looks community and myself as well. We are so harsh when it comes to ratings of men, but we don't hold women to the same standards. I was talking to a well-known community figure the other day. I mean, seeing the couples he considers to be the cases of men dating up, I was mind blown, bruh. Men are always subjected to higher expectations, higher standards by everybody. Everybody, really.
I'm not trying to say, oh, they did it, they did it. No, I did it too.
Look at this, guys. Check this out. This guy asks a simple, innocent question. Hey, women find me unattractive. What can I do to improve? It is a simple question, right? And people were ripping on him just because he had the audacity to rate a woman a 5 out of 10. They were like, oh bro, you are bold and 5'8". You can't possibly rate any woman a 5. You don't get to do that. And mind you, that was still a bit overrated. Calling her a 5 is still a bit overrated, bro. Because if you analyze her craniofacial features, right off the bat, that nose, you know, eye area, eye separation ratio. I haven't run the numbers myself, but you can tell she has obvious flaws, right? He didn't even give a harsh rating. He was still overrating her. Oh, dude, you are bold. How can you dare to rate any woman a 5? Bro, like a lot of men just shave. Oh, you are 5'8". But you won't see people criticizing women for being, let's say, 5'4". As a man, if you have one weakness, it is immediately called out. Anything, any type of flaw in men is called out immediately.
I mean, this guy is out, man. We gonna be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson. Hit him on the shoulder, hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man.
Same standards never apply to women. Because men will go for anything, bro. Will be much more willing to lower their standards. And still delude themselves into believing that they are dating an 8 or a 9. I mean, we see this happening all the time. They can talk a big game all they want. Oh, I wouldn't even touch a woman who's below an 8. But when they get exposed, the jig is up.
P from Playing With Fire. And today I'm joined by a very special guest.
Me.
And today we are going to talk about what exactly was good game, what she liked about me.
And I have a theory that we looks maxers, this community, does it more than other wings of the manosphere. Because our brains are wired at this point, so trained to instantly analyze and detect all the imperfections in men's faces. And instantly do a rating, right? A harsh rating. But we don't do the same for women. We see any guy who isn't at least a high tier normie, who isn't a Chad Light at least, we are going to say he's dating up. We will find that 1 millimeter upper eyelid exposure and call it out immediately. But we are not going to do the same analysis, same craniofacial level analysis for women. Everybody overrates the hell out of women, man. It includes this community, sadly.
Or you have people like this woman who think they're ugly, but they're actually not. I don't know what she looked like when she was younger, but she's ignoring her good features like her eyes.
And what I love about this is, when you bring this up, everybody's like, right, Rehab, you are spot on, bro. You are so right. Not me, though. Rehab, you see that guy over there? Right there? It is him, not me. It is the next guy doing it. I don't even touch who is the below an 8. The infamous next guy, right? The mythological next guy. But when you go ask the next guy that he points out to, that, you know, that guy right over there. If you go over there and ask the next guy he points out to, you are going to realize that he says the same thing to you. Everybody thinks the next guy ain't them. The next guy is always someone else. I mean, it is crazy, bro.
Yeah, hard agree. I mean, this is just a fact. Most guys overrate women's looks, underrate men's looks. I literally cannot get it up for a sub 5 chick. I can't do it.
If she was anything less than an 8, I just couldn't get it up.
But come to find out, Devin wasn't 37 like he said.
she is in fact older than him.
Any man who marries a woman past the age of 23 years old, you're getting leftovers.
But that's a beautiful display of self-hate because he was really talking about the specific category of woman that his wife falls into. Remember when he said he only likes fit girls, you know, the typical 9 to 10 look? All that big talk about, I only deal with attractive women. I can't even get it up for anyone over an 8.
You have a lot of the pickup coaches who are married, whose wives are, yeah. Would be a chick who I'd be embarrassed to like even have a one-night stand with. It makes no sense to me. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, if I ever get married, my wife's gonna be hot as fuck. My wife has to be so hot that I never feel any jealousy. Like, when we go to a party, I want to feel like I have the hottest, like, girl in the room. There's no other girl that tempts me because I already have, like, the best one.
Yeah.
And what is even funnier is, when you bring up this fact to these guys, to these so-called dating gurus who say stuff like, oh, bro, you know, I can't even get it up. I wouldn't even touch anything less than an 8. When you bring it up, they get super offended and they are gonna ban you from their channel because it is always the next guy. When you say, oh, bro, wait, the so-called 8 is this? The 8s you were referring to is this? Bro, this is like 6 at best. If you say that, if you dare to say that, they are gonna ban you.
My problem with you is this. You have provided zero evidence that you yourself have ever f***ed a girl above a 6. For you to masquerade as this coach.
I don't have any problems with your girlfriend, but objectively, we can say what she is looks-wise. How's that an insult?
Because I don't consider my girlfriend attractive. I think my girlfriend is very attractive.
Ask the chat to brutally, honestly rate her.
I'm not going
to
ask.
Why?
I really date some busted girls. I think you should be able to make fun of other people's girlfriends only if they lie about their attractiveness. So my guy in the chart says that his girl's body is like a 9, which is just like the most absurd statement ever. So I think in those situations, you should be able to like make fun of them.
I think my girlfriend's not a 6.
Oh, I can make fun of the next guy, but I will ban you if you dare to rate my girlfriend below an 8. Below Megan Fox tier. He's like, you can make fun of looks of others' girlfriends if they are lying about their attractiveness. But he's gonna ban you from his chat if you rate his girlfriend below an 8. Oh, she's not a 6. You can't call her a 6. Oh yeah, we should make fun of guys who are overrating their girlfriends. It is the next guy though, not me. Riyab, you see that guy over there? It is him, bro. If you dare to disagree with him, he's gonna get offended and ban you. They are so hurt and wounded, man. So hurt and wounded. When someone doesn't agree that she isn't much to look at, they say, oh, if you call my woman below an 8, then you have to prove that you can date an 8 out of 10. Which is the dumbest argument ever. It is like going to a restaurant, right? You order an expensive risotto, but it is shit. It is subpar, it is overcooked. And when you raise a complaint, the manager is like, you can't criticize if you can't cook it better than us. Come to the kitchen then. Come to the kitchen and prove us that you can cook it better. Bro, that is like the weakest argument ever. But like, what are you gonna do when you don't have the heart to face the truth? The only thing you can do is sit and cope. Ban anyone who's telling you the truth.
I genuinely get mad when people don't agree that his wife is attractive.
Johnny Eason says, please don't bring your wife into this. I'll do whatever the f- oh yeah, Boostman says a 6 at best, but go ahead. All right, look, y'all can hate if you want to. Look, I love it. Everyone there, an average white woman. The pedestalizing is insane. Will said, that's your wife, so I'll let it go. No, you're the f- up out of here. You're disrespectful. Who else? Oh yeah, Walking LIQ says, your wife is below average, but I f- with your content, bro. Well, guess what? If you mess with my content, you're gonna have to mess with it from afar because your ass is f- gone. Anybody else want to talk? Anybody else want to be disingenuous? Anybody else want to lose their privileges for lying? Oh yeah, you too, Taka. You too, you're out of here too. You want us to think that you think she's unattractive, and that is a lie.
This is like next level cop. Oh, if you dare to rate my girl a 6 out of 10, you are lying, and I am gonna ban you. I mean, just the fact that these most prominent dating coaches with biggest followings, these so-called alpha males being so hurt and wounded when someone calls their girls 6 out of 10 just shows you how delusional and out of touch they are. The truth is, both of them are dating their looks match. I mean, at least they are better than Hamza. They are doing better than Hamza. I mean, at least these women are their looks match. Hamza was straight up, you know, dating down for white girls.
Now I'm sat here like, what color is your girlfriend, bro?
The dude is ripped, fit, 6 feet tall, mocks both of these old guys. And still, what did he do? It just shows you how brutal it is out there. It is brutal, man. The truth is so painful. They ban their own followers. Because when your entire online persona is that high value man, that dating and masculinity guru, oh, I am him, I can't even get it up for anyone below an 8. When you build up that online persona, and when the jig is up, when the mask is off, and everybody can see you can't back up those claims, you start banning people. It is understandable, you know? Guys, being on YouTube, you know, making these videos in these circles, I feel like I am literally the only dude who doesn't claim to be that guy, who isn't like, oh, I am him. You watch all these guys, and all of them are like, oh, easy. I am him. I can get women like that. They love me like that. I don't even touch anyone below an 8. Manosphere is a funny circle, man. Everybody is him. Everybody is that guy. Fronting, acting like they are some hot shit. And every time, every single time when they get outed, you see that they are nothing they claim to be. Their entire alpha male masculinity guru persona who gets hot women like that was a front to scam gullible young men. When that mask is off, you realize that it was all a front. Oh, I am getting 8s and 9s like that. They love me like that. It is the next guy who pays for his receipts.
Most girls on my campus are taller than me. I'm 5'3". How many will realistically be okay with this? There's tons of girls that don't give a shit. Go outside and see all the hot girls that are with short guys. I've had lots of clients that are 5'3", 5'2", 5'4", that absolutely crush.
Yeah, I've known that these guys, a lot of them have scam systems or that their results are fabricated.
This goes for the rest of the PUA community as well. When there was a civil war among them, when they were all exposing each other a couple years ago, and they still do to this very day. But when they had that infamous fallout during the dating coach civil war, they were all exposing each other's fake receipts. I mean, it was pure comedy how they were getting exposed by their own kind. They were all airing each other's dirty laundry, how they actually hire women to make their victims think their schemes work. This is what happens, basically. The scheme is this. They go out, the PUA takes his victim to some club. Some club he knows beforehand, of course. Once there, he's gonna be like, hey, you see that chick? That chick standing over there? Go approach her. You are gonna run game like I taught you. Tell her this line, word by word, okay? And of course, the girl the dude is gonna approach is an employee of the PUA. It is all part of the scam. She knows beforehand which dude is gonna approach her, which dude he's gonna hook up with. I mean, it was brutal, man. During that PUA civil war, they were exposing each other with proof too. They all know each other, of course, so with proof as well. You realize that it is one big scam fest with fake receipts, fake reviews from people, fake actions. Women are getting paid by PUAs beforehand and what have you. It is one big scam industry to get gullible, lonely men paid thousands of dollars. I mean, normies are always gonna pay for a solution, for a potential of solution, no matter how unlikely, how unreasonable it is, over some truth, nuanced truth that is not so comfortable. I mean, I know these guys from the community. The dude paid me $5, a fiver, to get into my server, but paid $2,000 to that PUA. You know what I'm saying? Like $5 to me, $2,000 to them. If I ask them for another fiver, he would lash out at me. 100%. He would be like, oh, dude, rehab, you piece of shit, scumbag. I am not giving you another fiver. But those PUAs are charging thousands of dollars for 1v1 calls, personal coaching, or pay me $25,000 to rob me blind. By paying me $30,000, you are robbing me blind. You have another Indian PUA. Justin, I mean, it is so obvious he's paying women. So blatantly obvious, bro. You just look at their faces of the women he hires. I am assuming he's underpaying them because they look like they hate life. They are terrible at acting. He's not paying them enough to act better. Everything about them just screams that they hate to be there. And there's nothing you can tell me to convince me otherwise. Their so-called receipts are faker than their names, than their hairlines. They are going to tell you, oh, looks don't matter. It's only 5% of the equation. But they are going to get plastic surgeries themselves. Game for you, plastic surgeries for them. And I'm not even talking about PUAs only, but about Manosphere at large. Everybody's fronting. Am I the only one who admits women don't love him like that?
So I was here when I was young, and then I put in effort and everything changed. And then, you know, time.
Homat is another one. Oh, I am the guy you trusted your girlfriend with. It was a poor choice. Sure, bro. Slayer. Bro, just stop, man. Just stop. The jig is up now. The jig is up. They found his old tweets. They recognized them from a different podcast. It turns out my analysis on him was spot on. 100% spot on, actually. I had told you guys in that video. My analysis on him was that maybe he was getting into some relationships here and there before the internet was a thing, since he's older. Before the internet was invented, yeah, it was easier. Much easier compared to now. But he was never really an 8. Because an 8 out of 10, a genuine, a bona fide 8 out of 10, doesn't face those kind of problems he was describing. Couldn't find a job, even though he was qualified. Getting treated like shit, horribly, by people. I said it in that video. I don't know everything. I'm not gonna claim that I know everything about him. I don't know what he looks like, but I know enough. I can draw a profile in my head, just from the experiences he was describing. Just the stuff he was saying tells me that all that rhetoric, you know, oh, I am that guy. Rhetoric, just an internet persona, so that he can have some cred, so that people can think he's actually a chat. And back then, I had no idea who he was. A couple months later, people recognized him from another video, another podcast. They found his Twitter account. And surprise, surprise, I was right yet once again. What a shocker, right? Like, bro, an 8 out of 10, a bona fide 8 out of 10, don't go through what you did. That is just the truth, bro. And it turns out the profile I described in that video was laser accurate, guys. Laser accurate. He could get into relationships here and there before the internet and social media was invented, but it all dried up after the year 2009. And it becomes obvious why he never showed his face, despite claiming to be that guy, right? 8 out of 10. Because he was rating faces on TikTok. But let's be real here. If he camped up during those ratings, during those commentaries, his videos would have never taken off. People wouldn't have taken him seriously as much. I'm just being real, man. If you wanna do face rating reaction videos, criticizing other people's appearances, you need to be at least high tier normie. A young HTN. Nobody wanna watch a mediocre looking old guy raiding young women. If you try to do that as a sub 5 old guy, you are gonna get laughed off the internet. No matter how accurate your ratings are. No matter how good you are at raiding. This is just the truth. It would be exactly like the Redditor I showed you in the beginning. He would have gotten attacked. Oh bro, you can't call her a 5. Even if she's a 4, you gotta call her an 8. 100%. People wouldn't have taken him seriously as much. His voice and channel halo would instantly evaporate. So it is understandable, you know. He didn't want to be in that Redditor's situation. On social media, viewers want to believe that the person they are following is someone superior to them. So what they do? Whatever they don't know about the creator, they fill in the blanks themselves. By the channel halo, you know, status halo, voice, masculine voice, well-spoken. He already claims to be an 8 out of 10, a ladies' man. So they believe it. If he showed his face from the get-go, if he put his face cam in his videos on the top right, it would only break this illusion. His channel likely would have never taken off.
This is everything that overcomes limitations here, she'll tell you herself.
Short man, tall. When a guy's short, but like, no, he's not. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, nice.
Did you used to consider yourself MGTOW?
Yeah.
Okay. Not like anymore, or?
I mean, looking at vax data and stuff like that, it seems like a lot of it, as for who was saying it, but divorce seems to suck for both sides. It just seems like vet your partners properly. Things like COVID, like kind of say like, well, yeah.
I think Homat is similar to think before you sleep in a way, in some ways. Think before you sleep was that bitter, angry, self-identified MTOW until he get to 200, 300,000 subs. He stepped on MTOW community to make a name for himself. Use them as a stepping stone. He stepped on that community to become the biggest MTOW channel. As soon as he got some clout, hundreds of thousands of subs, what did he do? He raided Britney and dropped the MTOW label fast. Why? Because a system integrity was never there. When he was making those videos originally, that came from a point of frustration, not from a point of understanding, not from a coherent system with integrity. Oh, I got status now. I'm not an MTOP anymore. Peace out, losers. And since they never understood that, the real status is your face, not a fake sense of status you try to derive from a faceless YouTube channel. Now, think before you sleep is better looking than HOMAT. But you don't make those original angry MTOP videos if you were actually benefiting from hypergamy. Dudes who you claim to be don't sit on their behinds making angry MTOP videos. Of course, he can claim whatever he wants, just like HOMAT. But I don't buy it. I don't have to believe it. On the internet, especially in the manosphere, anybody can claim to be anything. I will only believe the evidence and nothing else.
I have a double bachelor's degree in computer science and philosophy with a minor in cognitive science. I have a double master's degree in philosophy of cognitive science and in human-computer interaction, which is like cognitive psychology applied to software and systems. I used to play pro poker, compete in chess tournaments, and I worked on nuclear, biological, and chemical missile defense for the U.S. government, for Lockheed Martin, for about 5 years. Okay, and then I led a team of about 30 programmers at IBM, and I also worked at Sony and Hewlett Packard as well.
Their words, what they actually have to say, is worthless than dirt to me. Because we have seen them lie time and time again, guys. I mean, it is brutal out there. The more you get to know these so-called alphas and naturals in the manosphere, it is one big LARP fest to scam gullible men. Their followers are actually looking into the eyes of the beast directly. The biggest truth bombs ain't here. It is over there. When those so-called gurus get unmasked, there is the biggest truth bombs. All those alpha males, high-value naturals. When you see their so-called receipts, when they get exposed and we get to see the real face of the manosphere, one big LARP fest. Don't believe a word they say, guys. Don't believe a word. Their receipts are fake. Their schemes are fake. Rhetoric is fake. Their integrity is fake. Belief systems, fake. Everything is fake. Everything but the suffering of their victims. Don't be a free agent in life.